This is GQDN for July the 8th, 2022. And in today's news, we talk about some PlayStation. Hey, I'm a PlayStation guy. What's going to happen in San Diego? Beyond Good and Evil. But today, we start with some updates to World of Warcraft. And the Dragonflight Alpha is now on the Battle.net launcher. This comes to us from Wowhead.com. And really, this is just news that the game is getting further and further along. So now they've brought it to Alpha. And you might not be able to find it yourself, because right now there's nothing available to download, but just know that it's there. Now, speaking about Dragonflight, what GameSpot.com has found out through their own digging, as it were, is that professions will have some greater importance. So in the developer blog, they were talking about, up on the World of Warcraft site, they were talking about how these orders would come in and the crafting quality icons would appear. Now, the icons go from tier 1 to tier 5, okay? And once you do your different recipes and whatnot, once again, they'll be posted up on a board, and then you'll be able to craft any orders if you have the right materials. So, these will have different values to them, such as the ore would be like a value of 1. I'm just talking about blacksmiths. There's a seared alloy that's got 2 stars to it. And then you have a primal convergent, which has 3 stars to it. When I say stars, it's actually a tier 3. Okay. Tier 4 would have 4, well, I say stars, but they're actually something else to it. And tier 5 would be a diamond. Okay. So we'll see what happens there. And we'll probably talk about that tomorrow on the Group Quest weekly show. But now we get into some Hearthstone news. And this comes to us from IGN.com. And what they're saying is they are offering some players some card packs to come back. And basically the biggest offer was for 75 standard packs and 75 Voyage to the Sunken City packs. And that cost was at minimum $179.96. So basically $180. What Blizzard said in a quote was, "We run many different limited and targeted tests such as this to better determine what drives former, new, or current players' interest, which is a common industry practice." That's what a spokesperson said. Further quote, "This was a region-specific test for Hearthstone in the UK and France for a subset of relevant players who were first randomly sorted into groups before being assigned to a corresponding offer between 20 and 150 packs. Thank you, IGN, for that. Now we go back to Wowhead, and they're saying that Heroes of the Storm is now joining StarCraft and StarCraft II in maintenance mode, Blizzard said in a blue post. Quote, "This June marks the 7-year anniversary of Heroes of the Storm, combining legendary characters from all of our universes. It naturally brought players together into a truly unique experience. Heroes and its community are home to some of the most passionate gamers from around the world, and we're committed to making sure that you can continue to enjoy your adventures through the Nexus. Moving forward, we will support Heroes in a manner of similar to our other long-standing games, StarCraft and StarCraft II. In the future, we'll continue seasonal roles and hero rotations. And while the in-game shop will remain operational, there are no plans for new for-purchase content to be added. Future patches will primarily focus on client sustainability, sorry about that, and bug fixing, with balance updates coming as needed. As a token of our appreciation, we are gifting the incredibly rare Epic Arcane Lizard mount to all players with next week's patch. To our Heroes community, we say thank you. That's in quotes. You continue to be one of our most passionate communities. We're grateful for your continued dedication and support. And as always, we look forward to seeing you in the Nexus. Now we get to some really sad news. This comes to us from Destructoid.com. And apparently there are some major layoffs coming to GameStop and the Game Informer staff. Now, GameStop, as we know, was a part of the GameStop scandal, where those of us people decided to inflate that stock. And a lot of people made money off of that. I don't blame them. I wish I was one of them. But I don't blame them at all. But this is what now the new CEO, Matt Furlong, said in a quote. Well, in a memo, as it were. This decision means eliminating access costs and operating within an intense owner's mentality. Everyone in the organization must become even more hands-on and embrace a heightened level of accountability for results. Well, that's what a boss would say. But we might discuss this tomorrow. We'll see. Beyond Good and Evil 2, the external playtesting will begin this month. This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and this is what's said in a tweet. Tom Henderson. Beyond Good and Evil 2 starts external playtesting this month. Well, hey, that's all you need to say in a tweet, right? So if you're excited for the game, then the playtesting could be in your hands this month. Now, I'll have to check up on this. I believe that it will release next year, but I don't see any news on that. So we will see when it actually does release. But it is one step closer, so that will begin sometime. Now, this comes to us from Destructoid.com, and they are saying that Wonder Boy, the Dragon's Trap, will be free on the Epic Games Store. So, well, it's believed to be a remake, because that was on the 1989 Sega Master System. And, well, we'll see how it goes. Honestly, it is a turn-based system, which is fine. And really, it should be just a very interesting, very fun game. So we'll see what happens. Now we go back to Destructoid. And they are saying that Capcom is going to San Diego Comic-Con. And they're bringing with them Street Fighter VI. So there could be some more characters being revealed there, which is why you would go to something like that. Plus, it's San Diego Comic-Con, and really, that's where the movie industry comes in, so we'll see what happens. Indeed, we shall see what happens there. We end today with DualShockers.com, and there are some PlayStation Plus and Premium, or PlayStation Plus Extra and Premium, games that have been leaked for July release. Okay, for everybody involved. That includes, now we already know that Stray's coming out, I believe next week, but that also includes Final Fantasy VII Remake Entregard, plus the episode Intermission, Assassin's Creed IV Black Flag, Assassin's Creed Unity, Assassin's Creed Freedom City, Assassin's Creed The Ezio Collection. You see a theme here? Saints Row 4 Reelected. So yeah, there's a lot of Assassin's Creed. But there's not a lot of us here at the Dawn Forge Network. This show has been brought to you by Audible and by all of our patrons at patreon.com/thegroupquest. We shall see you tomorrow. Alright? Until then, go play some games, people.